Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers, welcome back to another episode, another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington, or at DALE007 on Twitter. You can find the rest of the team, and as well as lots of other programming news and notes, on Twitter as well, at Hoop Ball Gaming. It's the mothership of all your betting favorites. Us over here, the whole roster. And then, of course, hoop-ball.com. The website is what makes all of this possible, this free podcast for you. We've got tons of free content over on the website that you should definitely take advantage of. You know, I always operate in a certain way when I attend events or go to parties. You know, going all the way back to childhood birthday parties, show up for the cookies and the sweets and the free stuff that's on the table and stay for the festivities if you want, you know, always show up for the freebies. That's the best thing I know about life so far. So come and check the free content out. Make sure we're going to be a good fit for you. Then we'd love to see you join up and come and be a part of the family, get into the Discord channels with us and start talking about how to make more money and win more picks, as well as tons of fantasy basketball news, up-to-the-minute transactions being discussed and flung around. We have team coverages specifically for just about every NBA team. Brew's top 150 for the fantasy basketball season. It's getting hot and heavy. So now is the time to go ahead and jump in. We've got a great loyalty membership program. So it's, you essentially just get to craft what you want and what you need for your paid service, you know, if you want to go that route. But for example, on the free side, and you know, new listeners, welcome in. Thank you, by the way. Old listeners, hello, hello, come in, wipe your feet. If you haven't done the whole 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, that'd be great. We haven't talked about that in a long time. So nonchalantly, I'm going to say that you should do that. Back to free stuff and then talk about our guy, Joe Campese. He's at Joseph, capital BXT, lowercase, RADER on Twitter. So it's at Joseph BX Trader, essentially, but the BXT is capitalized. He's going for his fifth pick in a row on the free pick article. And he hit 4 strikeout props in a row. And our free play works where the team members, our guys, will go until they miss. And it's rotisserie style. We have like a batting order set up. So Joe is carrying the team right now. So we are on hopefully a 5-pack winner at the end of the day. He's switching gears to college football. He's going to be playing on the Western Kentucky game, UT Martin, the Skyhawks. Man, tonight we got a decent slate of college football games, and Joe's going to get it started off right, I feel. I think this is a good one, and I've got a lot of faith in my fella. So check the rest of the team out. Make sure to go to the website. Just fresh up on some NBA transactions you might have not been aware of. A lot of cuts and signs and all that good stuff going on with veteran minimums. You know, lots of guys being moved around in the league right now. Rehabs from injuries, stuff like that. So if you're thinking about getting into fantasy basketball this year, also we got fantasy football covered. AG at Talking Sunday on Twitter, he is taking care of all that, which if you're playing fantasy football, you're essentially making prop bets every week. So you might as well just double dip your knowledge. And instead of waiting at the end of the season to see if you win your fantasy league, just like start getting, you know, some weekly cash built up on those prop bets that you're essentially already rolling out there when you set your lineups. You know, you're not always going to hit. Like, you know, you don't always have a great, great fantasy football week. But for the most part, if you're savvy and you've got great content around you, I think you're going to do just fine. I'm looking forward to the fantasy seasons. The more I get ingrained here at the HoopBall stuff and at the helm of this gaming division, it's really helped me kind of characterize my talents a little more. Enough about me. More about college football, because that's what this podcast is going to be about today. That's what we are talking about. Really waiting to see what's going to happen in a couple of games. There has been some crazy ass line movement on so many of these games. We're going to talk about a few of them. We talked about some of them yesterday in my brushing, but today's going to be more of the Turbo Tally Site Thursday, where I, and I haven't done this in a while, but I'm pretty much just going to run through everything that I've got looked at on Tally Site. I think I've got about 50 picks submitted for right now. I haven't even gotten into the meat and the hunk of college football Saturday, but I'm going to go through and we're going to talk about what I think is going to happen. I want to focus on Thursday. I want to touch on Friday. I'm obviously going to touch on some Saturday. We might throw some NFL week one discussion in also. I'm going to have to be ultra fast, and I'm going to have to try to avoid doing my stupid hyperbole spills on like deep dives and trying to be clever with team aspects and all that good stuff. So I need to be straight and to the point today. So with that being said,
support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Let's get rolling with this phenomenal matchup of the New Hampshire Wildcats taking on the Stony Brook Seawolves. Hey, if this was a basketball game, I'd probably be on Stony Brook, especially being at home. But New Hampshire, very, very talented. And look, the Damp Brothers, Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Shout out to the Colby D, great, great college football analyst. Phenomenally talented. That group over there, they're going to be my, you know, no offense to anyone else out there, but these guys are so good at college football picks. They've been doing it for a long time and really good friends of the show. I've been on their show. They've been on ours. And look, I'm pretty much just riding them on this New Hampshire thing. You know, I know a little bit about New Hampshire, but like, come on, like, I'm not going to try to sell you and saying like, I'm a New Hampshire maestro. I know, like, when I looked at the lines, I originally leaned, yeah, New Hampshire's got that. You know, I was worried they were going on the road. And, excuse me, you know, the spring season, kind of how that all played out for these smaller schools and the Division IIs and all that. So, long story short, New Hampshire gets it done on the road. They're a -1.5-point favorite. So, Temple. And this line is confusing me. We're going to talk about this game a little bit more. This will be one that I take a little tangentized break into. And it's because I really like this Temple team. I do. They are returning some very interesting pieces. They, I think, are being really disrespected. And when this line opened at 12.5 against Rutgers, I was okay with taking that, but it's come all the way up to +15 and it's still getting the shade of -117. Temple +525 on the money line. Look, Rutgers is not, they're in the second year of Greg Schiano's return, but like, I mean, they got a talented secondary, and I'm trying to avoid doing like a crazy player by player breakdown here, but just off the top of my head here, you know, Temple, they've got two Power 5 running back transfers that they brought in this last season. Their running back group is going to be extremely deep. They have a top 50 rated quarterback, according to Phil Still. He makes hit their top 50. In their backfield alone this year, Temple's got DeJuan Mathis, the redshirt freshman, QB, Phil Still's number 12 quarterback, and he was a Georgia transfer. He played at Georgia originally, and then you've got Iverson Clement, sophomore running back, Phil Still's number 17 guy. And then you've got a, and that guy was a SEC transfer from Florida. He was in for the spring. Both those guys were, so they were able to get more inundation. Excuse me. The Frogs are jumping in today. You know, they've got all sorts of second and first team talent throughout the playmaker and receivers area. This running back group, though, I mean, they returned a lot of guys. And then you look at the receiving core, they lost a tight end from last year that they really enjoyed having, but they're getting a Purdue transfer and Ahmad Anderson in for another pass catcher. He's a Phil Still top 100 guy. And look, I know, I'm referencing Phil Still right now. So if you have your opinions, or if you have your content, your publication, like everyone's got their material. Phil Still has been doing it for, I think this is his 26th, 27th season, almost longer than what I've been alive. So, and he's got a track record. So I combine his, you know, Bible, if you will, my Bible, with other stuff in the off season to get up to date and all that good stuff. Following beat writers on Twitter is very, very huge. Shout out to UAB last night. That defense looks phenomenal still. Jacksonville State tried. They sure did. And we went 1-2 on the wager pass for -0.7 units. So I had a half unit play on the first half spread for Jacksonville State. They were catching 9.5. God bless them. They were down 7-0 with like 2 minutes left in the first half. They ended up turning the ball over like right in the middle. It was like a weird bounce or something in the middle of the field. And then, of course, you know, UAB, the Blazers, went ahead and picked up like 15, 16 yards, and they got a phenomenal kicker. So he was able to bury a 48-yard field. It was a long one. It was like 45-plus. So they went up 10-0 with like 40 seconds. Jacksonville State just chose to run the ball and drain the clock out for the first half. So Jacksonville State +9.5, lost by the hook. We definitely cashed under on the total. I believe it, we had 52 in the wager pass. And UAB, though, oof, they rolled. 30, I think it was 35-0. I think they blanked them. So they definitely covered. We were also on Jacksonville State plus 17. They were in there until like the very end of the third quarter. And if they would have put some points up in the first half, we would have been good. We'd have been 2-1 at worst. So, okay. On the defensive line, they added in 4 transfers, which is really huge. But, you know, they're trying to rebuild after losing all AAC Defensive Player of the Year on their line from, you know, a couple of years past, trying to replace him. They lost a second team AAC defensive end, Aaron Ebikete, losing some guys in the middle. But I think that they're going to be able to retrace their talent. They got a number 46 ranked defensive lineman in Zach Gill and look for him to make an impact. They had the worst rushing totals allowed since 2006 last year. So definite vast improvements to come. And look, this is a team that by the, when was it? Well, they weren't even allowed to scrimmage last year until October. They had a skeleton team. They only had 45 scholarship players on the roster last year when they did play and just went 1-6, but they were plus 70.3 yards per game in the first 3 games. And then in the last 4, they went minus 201 yards per game in the difference. So that's pretty bad. They have 14 returning starters. And I think there's a lot of uptick, very, very possible. In recent years past, they've had the top linebacking core in the AAC. They could return back to that glory this year. William Quinkeo is going to be very steadying for this defense. He's going to be someone that can probably end up being their number one tackler. Special teams is only up from here. They've been at 104th and 106th the last 2 years. But anyways, I like Temple. I like Temple. And I spent a lot of time on that, but I wanted to talk about some of the Temple stuff. And I'm actually going to be writing that one up. I don't know which way, like how. I know I like the total a certain way, you know. I definitely got to say I might sprinkle that Temple money line. Rutgers just doesn't do it for me. The quarterback situation's a little messy. I don't believe in Greg Schiano. I think he got really, really lucky with having great players around or, you know, for him in his first tenure, you know, Ray Rice. But, you know, we all know what happened with that fella. You know, so it is what it is. I like Temple. And look, this is not a true road game for Temple. This is actually an old Big Ten rivalry. And Temple's only going to be about 50 miles, 65 miles away from their home stadium in Philly. So they're going to travel well. And I would not be shocked to see Temple up by halftime. This is going to be a grimy, grinded out kind of game. Both these defenses are pretty nasty. I give Rutgers credit for that. But also, you've got some hog mollies. You got some really good lines. You got some really good front sevens. Kind of like what we saw last night, Jacksonville State UAB. I mean, I think the talent is going to be too budding and the head-to-head collision is going to be very even. Of course, I got Florida International beating the Long Island University Sharks. I do love the Sharks. They're fun to bet with in the basketball season, but this is football that we're talking about. Going to go ahead and take them on the money line. It's just safe-ish. Safer. Florida International did lose to Jacksonville State this spring season, but I'm pretty high on them. I'm high on the Conference USA in general. Boise State, UCF, probably the game of the night, in my opinion. Actually, no, I really like the UNLV Eastern Washington game. That's my game of the night. But Boise State, UCF, look, Gus Malzahn, and shout out again to the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I was listening to the College Football Experience, you know, and they were talking about how Gus Malzahn, which he's in his first year here for the Knights, and he kind of downgrades and worsens quarterbacks. Look what he did with a couple of the transfers that went elsewhere after the Cam Newton situation. You know, it just he's got to have the right pieces in play for him to be very, very successful with that, you know, complex offensive system. I think it would behoove him and the whole team if they just kind of left some of it out. Boise State, though, so both teams are featuring first-year head coaches, and if you missed my college football random team preview, I did one on Boise State in the offseason, and I had BJ Raines on, the beat writer and Idaho Press writer, on the show to talk about this upcoming season. Look, this team is going to be pretty good. I think they challenge, and I think they may make a flag plant for the Group of Five team this year to maybe get into the playoff or New York Six representative. But their defense, I don't think is going to get talked about a lot. There's still a little bit of weirdness going on in the quarterback room. Is Hank Bachmeier really the guy? We saw other guys for them get starts last year. And there's been a lot of buzz around the camp. You know, the development of both teams has been really unique in the first year of these coaches. And you look at what Boise State has to offer. I mean, like I talked about the quarterbacks, we got two top 20 Phil Steele rated guys in there. The special team coach, Stacy Collins, you know, he's phenomenal as a coordinator. He's had ranks of his, well, in 2016 was his first year, so he had garbage, but that was 116th. And then he boosted his teams up to 8th, 9th, fell back to 50th. And then in 2020, 16th last year. So don't be shocked if Boise State special teams comes out and they're a lot more pristine and better coached than what UCF is. And 4 of 5 on the offensive line return. They got lots of seniors and a lot of experience. Helani in the backfield. Wide receivers are full of upperclassmen. And, you know, I really like what this Boise State team is about. They're the underdog. They are getting a new mantra from their offensive coordinator, Tim Plow, who came from UC Davis, which had been putting up gaudy offensive numbers for the, I believe UC Davis is FCS. But they got this mantra and it's called half a hundred. They want to hang half a hundred on everyone they play. They could hang half a hundred on UCF because this defense has a lot to prove. They don't return too much. And even if they do, last year, you know, it was really weird, but they don't return that much from 2019, if I recall correctly. And even if they did that, look, the defense hasn't really been there in Orlando for the night. So I like what's in place. I know Andy Avalos is a first-year head coach, but he played here. He was a coordinator and a coach here before going to other Power 5 jobs and coming back. He's had successful stops everywhere he went. His Oregon defensive teams were great. So I really, really like what Boise State has to offer as the underdog tonight. They're plus 173 on the money line. They're plus 5.5 on the spread. I got to go ahead and take a shot on that, on both of those. Under 66.5, I would maybe lean on because I don't believe in Dylan Gabriel. New system, new coach, maybe not a completely new system. It's still going to be crazy. Josh Heupel, UCF-like, with Gus Malzahn being as offensive-minded as he is. But I think that UCF has a lot more wrinkles to get ironed out before Boise State makes a fool of themselves. So Western Illinois, the Leathernecks, Ball State. A lot of this stuff's going to be crazy juice, but I'm not taking these as betting, so to say, nuggets right now. I'm not telling you to go take a 500-1 bet and play that on the money line. I'm doing this because TallySite literally tracks everything for me, and I want to see how I fare on head-to-head, you know? So that's more or less what TallySite Thursdays are about. If you're not familiar with TallySite, go to TallySite.com. Check them out. All sorts of sports writers and analysts. They're an affiliate of our wonderful website and our show. So they pretty much just put these databases together for all sorts of analysts. Like last year, there was 184 total college football analysts. David Pollack from ESPN, the CBS guys, the Locked On Podcast Network, Fifth Quarter Inc. You know, all just huge, huge groups. Barstool's on there. You know, I'm not their biggest fan, but they're big. So Buffalo over Wagner, yeah. But you know what? I'm going to take the 43.5. 67% of the folks on TallySide are doing it. So there's some really sharp folks on here that I compete with. I'm going to have Buffalo winning, but 43.5. Buffalo lost a lot with Leopold leaving and all those transfers going with him to Kansas. I could see the under in play here. So let me just go ahead and try to swing for a trifecta on a weird random-ass game. Wagner and Buffalo. The Citadel, Coastal Carolina, the Teal Cox, the Chanticleers, my favorite college football team. I actually, on TallySite last year, finished as the number one Coastal Carolina analyst out of 100, and I think it was 83 is what I said,
earlier, but yes, I was the number one college football analyst on TallySite for Coastal Carolina games last year. I love Coastal Carolina. They are great. The Sun Belt's going to be crazy this year. They're playing the Citadel. You know, come on. Coastal Carolina's defense is just, they're intact and they're scary. If you can find you a first half line, I haven't seen anything open up yet. These lines are always going to be really weird and seclusive or exclusive, like secluded, like really just secretive. You know, these games with high-end teams going against, you know, like the Citadels and the Western Illinoises, it's going to be hard to find like your pinpointed lines. Now, if you go into a sports book, a casino, like sure, they're going to have like everything. But for the folks trying to gain access out of state or whatever, mobile, it's going to, you know, you're going to see that finding a first half team total for Citadel or Coastal Carolina first half spread is going to be closer to the closing bell than the other stuff. You know, they're not going to release it for a full day and a half in advance. So that kind of, you know, just wanted to point that out because I've been looking for some first half lines because I don't want the starters to get pulled and have it on the full game, but I think Coastal Carolina is good enough to win by 35. Hell, they could win 35-0. Like I could see that exact score. Delaware, the Fighting Blue Hens, the cousins of the Chanticleers, Coastal Carolina and Delaware, they honestly, man, they kind of share some of the same color scheme too. So Teal Cox, Blue Hens, I don't know what's a better pairing. That just sounds pretty perfect to me. Delaware, -250 on the money line. Like I said, it's juicy, but they're going against the Maine Black Bears. This is a road game, but they are just under that key number of 7, 6.5-point favorite for Delaware. I'm going to go ahead and roll with Delaware, the Blue Hens. They are a FCS playoff juggernaut. Incarnate Word, Youngstown State. I'm skipping that. South Florida, NC State. Look, both of these offenses have a lot to figure out. NC State's quarterback situation is still a bit in flux. I need to do a bit more deep dive and reading on this. It's on my tasks, my goals, and my reminders for today. I will have a write-up on this game. I think I will be playing something on the total. South Florida, they might as well be an FCS team. That's all I'm going to say on that. UC Davis and Tulsa, this is going to be a very interesting game. And I'm going to cop out and just say that I'm taking Tulsa to win outright. 23.5 is the spread. UC Davis, I talked about some of their former coaching. Like they have some things in play here. And UC Davis plus 23.5 is getting the -113 shade. So I think UC Davis might be able to do enough to hang with Tulsa, maybe get a backdoor cover late. But this is a very offensive, schemey team, and they are pretty smart. So East Carolina, Appalachian State, I honestly do not know how to feel on the spread. Eastern Carolina, I would maybe look to support the plus 10. Anything under 10, I would maybe want to roll with Appalachian State, but I don't think we're going to get back down to the value that we need to play the Mountaineers. East Carolina's played Appalachian State really well over the last couple years. So that, you know, the amount that they return also, you know, East Carolina is going to have an upgrade at the quarterback position this year with less turnovers. And I don't have a total play, you know, it's at 56. I'm sorry. Over is getting shade of -112. Look, Appalachian State money line. I'm just going to play it safe and I'm going to try to get me a head to head result here. So that's how I'm rolling that out. Utah's beaten Weber State. It gets pronounced differently every time I hear it. You know, a game I couldn't decide on, but I want to talk about and just highlight that it's a pretty cool looking matchup. Houston Baptist, New Mexico. You know, Houston Baptist is gutted. They had, I think, 7 offensive players transfer out, all going to Western Kentucky. I don't mean all of them, but like it, I think it was like 4 or 5 because they got Bailey Zappa, the phenomenal quarterback, who has a great completion percentage and stat line against FBS teams while he was at Houston Baptist. They got their top like 3 receivers, I think, and then their offensive coordinator all went to Western Kentucky. So New Mexico, as terrible as they are the Division I FBS team for a reason. Under 66 makes a lot of sense to me because New Mexico's offense is terrible, which is why I think Houston Baptist could hang, but I don't know how their two deep system was. I don't know who that they're pushing through now that those baby teeth are gone. You know, I don't know what's replacing Bailey Zappa and all those transfers and the offensive coordinator. You know, that's pretty huge. So I would lean under 66 here. Houston Baptist usually known for offense, but New Mexico is dog poop. Like, they're pretty bad. Bowling Green, I'm going to go and take the 35 points. I'm going to hold my nose. I'm going to take plus 35. I know they're terrible, but look, they're another year in on their coach. They're not in the worst place you could be. That's for sure. I say this, but I also say that they probably will end the year as one of the worst college football teams on the season. Tennessee, though, they're working in a new coach, Josh Heupel, new hire. They're working in new quarterback stuff. They went with a guy that probably shouldn't have won the starting gig. And so, you know, they got that going for them, and they're trying to figure that stuff out. Scott Loeffler, third year here, you know, third year for coaches and new tenures, that's usually their turnaround, like make it or break it year. They got 7 defensive starters back, so more than on the offensive side. A team that I haven't really done a deep dive on this year. I mean, they're just – it's Bowling Green. Like, what do you expect? Tennessee, they tend to just put up clunkers. Remember what happened against Georgia State a couple years ago, losing outright at home. So, you know, not really looking to trust Tennessee here. Western Kentucky, of course, they're going to beat UT Martin. And that line has been so crazy. It opened at minus 13 and a half. It's at 22 now. And that was in the matter of a day and a half, that movement. Even last night when we were looking to finalize the free play article for today, I was talking to Joe off air. And we were talking about it when it was at 18, 19. But he had a write-up from Monday that he sent to me, and it was he had it. So he took the juice at minus 120. That's what he had to get it at, but minus 16 and a half for Western Kentucky. And we were just trying to figure out how in the hell did they open it that way? UT Martin, look, they're FCS, but Western Kentucky with that new offense, I know they got a lot to work in with those transfers and stuff, but they had a full offseason. The coach returns, the head coach. They just upgrade tremendously on the offensive side, and they already have a all-conference style defense. They could have maybe an all-American guy candidate in there on that defensive side. So Western Kentucky, I would say up to minus 24. That would probably be my cutoff. So yeah, Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers. Ohio State, Minnesota, give me the Gophers that are golden. I'm going to roll with plus 14. I think it's too much. Ohio State working that new quarterback in. Minnesota, they are very good about keeping the ball out of their opponent's hands. They got Muhammad Ibrahim. Oh, I can never get his name right. I'm terrible right now, so I apologize. Ibrahim is his last name, but their power back. Anyways, they are very physical. He's going to be a Heisman dart horse, kind of dart throw. He's going to be in consideration, and he's in the preseason, like top 7 for the Heisman. Under 63 and a half makes a lot of sense to me. I think this is going to be a struggle. I think these defenses are probably going to have a little bit more success than the offenses, especially early. Sam Houston State, going to be taking them, going to take the spread against Northern Arizona, the Lumberjacks. Sam Houston State, look, this is the defending FCS champ here. Minus 350 on the money line on Tally site. And then we got, like I said, minus 9. So a key number there. Here we go, Eastern Washington. I love this game. Eastern Washington, and this is one that opened at plus 8.5, and then it went to a pick, and then it went back up. It's at 3.5 now. Eastern Washington should probably just be favored. UNLV's terrible. They are. I got to do a deep dive on UNLV, the Rebels. Eastern Washington, though, I mean, this is a school that produced Cooper Kupp. They have offensive potential every year. They've got a coaching staff in place. This is a consistent FCS program, very, very talented, and they have a tradition. They got culture in place, and UNLV does not, even though they're the FBS team. Eastern Washington plus 127 is what's being offered on Tally site right now. I'm taking that. I'm taking the points. I think they went outright, and I thought that even when it was at 8.5. When I saw that they were getting 8 points, 9 points, I was like, no way, because they win the game, you know, was my thinking. So Arizona State beats the Thunderbirds of Southern Utah, battle in the desert. I'm going to take Vol Tech plus 6. They're at home in Blattsburg. I love Sam Howell. I love UNC. I don't like betting. I'm actually, this might be an opportunity for you to fade me. I did pretty poorly on UNC plays last year. I trusted them a lot in spots I shouldn't have, and then I didn't trust them in spots that I should have. So 6 points to me is a lot. I could see it being a 4-point game. Virginia Tech at home, like I said, this is going to be the first time that those fans are going to be ripping and roaring. And Blacksburg with Sandstorm playing, and, you know, we all know about it from the Beamer days, but I think that this is going to still be a tough, tough challenge. And Virginia Tech, I think they can keep it close. Wake Forest minus 31.5 against Old Dominion. Old Dominion didn't play football last year. So we're going to roll with Wake Forest because we saw what not playing football for almost 2 years did to UConn. So at first I wanted to, you know, I was thinking about taking the 31.5 because it was a big, big number, but Wake Forest is all gas, all offense. Old Dominion, I think they're just going to get in their way, their own way. Duke, I was originally on Charlotte. I wanted to roll Charlotte on this, but I looked into it a little deeper. Excuse me. Listen to a couple more things. It's under 7. It's at 6.5. Duke going on the road, so to say. It's in Charlotte. This is a battle of some in-state stuff. So Duke, Charlotte, Dave Cutcliffe, he just handles small schools really, really well. Last year, these two teams played, and I know it was a COVID year, but it was a 34-35-0 disadvantage to Charlotte. I don't know how we get from 30 points down to 6.5. Duke, they had a pretty bad quarterback last year as their starter in Chase Bryce, and he transferred out. He turned the ball over every other time he got the ball, so look for Duke to maybe handle themselves here. I got Duke and them covering by that touchdown. South Dakota, the Coyotes, they are going up against the Kansas Jayhawks in Lawrence. Lance Leopold's going to be making his debut. He's flashing out the Jayhawks / Buffaloes look. He's got half of a roster from Buffalo that he brought over. Under 54. South Dakota likes to run the ball. Kansas, very inefficient offense, going to be working in a ton of stuff. And then South Dakota plus 14.5, I think, looks really, really, really good. It's getting minus 115 juice. Man, all right. That was actually a Friday game. So let me stop there. I forgot I just got into the Friday games. I was just going. Saturday. You know, I don't think I want to – I'm going to save some for – yeah, I'm going to save the Saturday stuff. Got a couple ones that I'm going to be looking at right away. There's no way Oregon should be given Fresno State that many points, 20.5. I've highlighted that game already a little bit. I'm just really, really into this Fresno State team right now. I don't think enough people are going to be talking about their defense. And I know they did it against who they did in week 0. Was it UConn that they played? Fresno. Yeah. Yeah, I think it was. That's who it was. Yeah, in UConn, sure. Like, I get it. But with how underrated that defense is and how talented their offense has proven to be over the last 3 years, and what they've been building towards, look for Fresno State to keep it under 20, that's for sure. Couple touchdowns. I mean, if I'm getting a couple touchdowns for Fresno State, I'm into it. So let's transition here. I'm going to talk briefly, real briefly, about some NFL. We'll do some NFL. I need to wrap this up. Get it out to you. I was going to look at some week. Okay, yeah. No, never mind. Tally site doesn't have the week one stuff in there yet. Obviously, all the roster stuff still being finalized. All right, so we'll wrap the show there. That's good, though. I mean, we got some Thursday, Friday, Saturday talks. Got some lines and previews. Got some stuff to look for tonight. We're going to be rooting for Eastern Washington. Tonight's going to be a good night. Temple, let's go Owls. Ooh, yeah. So let's get some Owl action. And Temple and Eastern Washington are going to be our sugar babies tonight. Sugar mamas, sweetness. I don't know. Now I'm saying weird stuff. Good time for me to end the show. All right. As always, I send you my positive vibes and all my positive energies. I hope that you have a great, kind, and safe day. I hope that you're able to help someone and be kind or nice if you can. And if you need something positive to happen for you, I hope that that does happen for you. And I'm sure that it will. With that being said, Today in Sports Betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.